The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from our Father, the presiding pastor of Trinity Household of Faith, Reverend Ebenezer Olawo.
Hallelujah. Come on, start with a big hallelujah. Father, we bless your name this morning. What a day you have made. We give you praise. Thank you for filling us with your joy. We have come to celebrate your goodness here this morning. Thank you, our Father. For these few minutes, Jesus, please be glorified again. Oh, cause someone here to hear a sound. Lord, let every contrary sound in the name of Jesus begin to vanish by the power of the sound of the Spirit that is coming this morning. Before now, today, I demand that sound begin to disappear. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, our Father. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the month that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We give you praise. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 24. I'm going to begin with that this morning. 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 24. When the Philistines came against the children of Israel, you know the breakthrough, the Bible calls the breakthrough of waters. The scripture says, the Lord told the children, let's read it together, verse 24, let's go. What the Lord told the children of Israel, let's go. And it shall be, when you do what? When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall do what? Answer quickly. Advance quickly. When you hear the sound, it is not the time to be quiet. Whenever you hear the sound, when the Holy Ghost gives you a sound, the sound in the air, you got to answer quickly. He said, now this is the sound of marching. The Bible says, whenever you hear the sound of marching, when you hear as if something's are marching on a tree, on a mulberry tree, don't wait till tomorrow before you go. Don't wait till the next 1 hour before you go. At that moment, march quickly. Can I hear somebody who believes he said this amen to what I want to assume? I want to say now. Long-standing problems, long-standing challenges we dissolve this month. But listen to me. It takes a spiritually alert person to hear. Whenever you hear that sound, it may be in the middle of the service. It may be during the time of praise. It may be during the time of worship. It may even be the time of the sermon. Every time you hear that sound, do what? Quickly. That our song says, answer back. You can hear the sound. You can hear the voice. Hold forth. He said, wave the answer back. I am coming. Wave the answer back. March quickly. Give the answer quickly. This month, God is saying there's a sound in the spirit. The sound of victory. I can hear victory. I can hear angels saying victory. Victory for every THFI. Victory for every family attached to Graceland. Victory for every individual. Victory for every man, victory for every woman. I can hear victory over that infirmity, victory over that delay, victory over that marital reproach, victory over that financial issue. I can hear victory over that oppression. But you got to hear, you got to, once you hear, you got to say, give a sound back. The sound of victory. And the sound of victory in the heavens is hallelujah. Hallelujah. To know the right tool, the right strategy to use at that moment. When God gives you a sound, what he wants you to do is that he wants you to begin to dictate your spiritual atmosphere with the sound. The atmosphere over your life, over your family, over your finances, over your health, you begin to dictate it. Because it is what happens in that atmosphere we come to reality. Now, what we want to do this month is to declare, use the tool of a shout. We have had a sound of victory. The shout to declare our victory in the atmosphere. As once we declare it, we establish it there, it has no choice than to come into reality in the physical. So this month, please, don't be too timid. Don't be timid. And don't keep your mouth shut when it is time for you to shout. If you are quiet, please, not ornate when you need to shout. When you need to act fast, please act fast. Because your victory this month may depend on that shout. Kayaya. Your healing this month may depend on that shout. Your breakthrough, that long-awaited breakthrough, may depend on that shout. That financial open door may depend on that shout. Thank God the children of Israel didn't care about it when God told them to shout. The wall of Jericho was strong and tall and mighty. The Bible says the gates were strictly shut. Nobody came in, nobody went out because of the children of Israel. They even put themselves under a siege because of the children of Israel. But the word of the Lord, there was a sound that came. And God declared the sound through the trumpets. The sound of victory. The ones who hear the sound, don't just shout. Oh, loud shout. And they shouted. And lo and behold, spiritual energy was released. And the world could no longer stand it. Collapse. The mighty world collapse. I see world before you collapse in this month. Mine will take it, and I believe it. Believe this word. I see words. I see ancient. They say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, and let the King of Glory come in. Lift up your heads, be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and let the King of Glory come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord of hosts is the King of Glory. I see ancient doors. I see ancient generational doors that has kept you from entering into your inheritance. This month, I see them collapsing. Do I have somebody believing this word here? Wherever you are, you believe in this word? Anything that has held you, I don't care how long it has been, I've come as a prophet of God by a prophetic unction on me to say to you, that word will not stand for this month. It is written, Psalm 7 verse 9, the wickedness of the wicked must come to an end. There's always an end. I have come to announce, this month comes the wickedness over your life in the name of Jesus. Every wickedness that has held you from this moment, this month, from now, I command the termination of that season of wickedness in the name of Jesus. Ready to move, you're ready to answer back. ready to shout. Our victory is guaranteed. Hallelujah. Now, I need to also emphasize, it's very important, that this victory is a victory of faith. You declare it even when you cannot see the answer yet, when there's no manifestation. The wall was still standing firm and tall. The wall of Jericho was still standing tall and firm when the children of Israel shouted. Don't wait until you see before you shout. Are you with me, church? Don't wait. Oh my God, I see tumor disappearing this morning. I see that growth drying up this morning. I see that evil fountain drying up this morning. I see a great miracle happening to someone this morning. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The wall was still standing when they shouted. It was a shout of faith. But we move not by what we see, not by sight. We move by the word of God. You cannot have a victory without voicing out. You got to voice your victory out. Voice it out. Voice it out. I'm going to mention a few things that you'll expect this morning. The victory that God has won for you, that you need to activate by your voice and by your shout this morning. I'd like to announce to you, number one, that God has declared you as a blessed person. The opposite of being blessed is to be cursed. God has declared you as blessed. You are blessed beyond the crosses. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'd like you to say to yourself, I am blessed beyond cost. Galatians 3:13 verse 3:13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. For it is written, cursed is everyone that is hung upon the tree. That what will happen? That the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through faith. What are the blessings of Abraham? Genesis chapter 12 tells us sevenfold of Abraham. From verse 2, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. Sevenfold. Number one, I will make you a great nation. Number two, I will make your name great. Number three, I will, and you shall be a blessing. I wanted to take it from the beginning. I will make you a great nation. Say it after me. Number two, I will bless you. Number three, I will make your name great. Number four, and I will make you a blessing. Number five, very great. Look at number five. I will bless those who bless you. Those who bless you, they are blessed. Because you are blessed. Anyone who attaches himself to you is blessed because you are blessed. And the next one, he who does what? Shall be what? And the seventh one, through you, all the nations of the earth. Listen to this, somebody here. You look small now, but mark my word, I stand as a servant of the Lord to speak to you. You look small now. You look, who are you? Who is your family? Father's house. But I tell you, through you, these nations shall shall be blessed. Can I tell you what I see? I see global stars here. Kaya Baba, do you know what I see? God is going to extend your tentacles beyond the shores of Nigeria. Your influence will go beyond the shores of Nigeria. Your skill will be required across the world. People will demand you are called across the world. You will no longer be limited. You will break through on the left, you will break through on the right. Can I hear somebody who believes and say amen? You know, it's difficult for someone who has been saying in a learning locality to comprehend that. Yeah, how can that happen? You know me going to school now. That God is going to cause a breakthrough through you. Through you, your family will be known. Oh my God. You will believe it, let your amen be louder than your neighbor's amen. Okay, let's move on. So you got to shout because you are blessed. You are blessed beyond curses. I think you also need to know, very important, there are threefold blessings of Abraham can be summed up in. The sevenfold of Abraham. The blessings of Abraham can be summed in three. One of them is wealth. Next is health. Third is spiritual security. Listen to this. You need money. And I want to tell you, that's why you got to believe God. You got to believe God. Victory has been given you over financial messes. Look, you will no longer labor for another man to eat. The scripture says in Philippians 4 verse 19, it says, Christ hath made us rich through his riches. We are rich through the riches of Christ. He supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Bible says 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9, for we know the grace of God. And we know how rich Jesus is. Through his poverty, he has made us to be rich. So I like you to know this morning why you need to shout hallelujah. Because you need to activate what you have not seen. That's why I'm telling you this. You don't understand. God has given you victory over poverty. God has given you, you can no longer be small. You can no longer be insignificant. God has given you victory over lack. God has given you victory over insufficiency. Yes! You know what is my pulse? You know what is my bank account? I don't have anything in my bank account. I want to believe it doesn't take God 1 month to turn someone from nothing to something. I hope you know, one night, Obed-Edom had nothing. They looked down on him. But something happened within 3 months. The story of Obed-Edom changed to the extent that people heard from far and near what God has done in the house of Obed-Edom. It doesn't take years for God to change the story of a man. I want to believe it. It may look so religious, what I'm talking about. But I believe, I've seen it happen. I've seen God changing the story of men, just giving them ideas that, oh my God. I've seen people who earn less than 20,000 suddenly started within 1 month, suddenly started earning 800,000 naira. I've seen it happen. I know God can just in his favor connect you. I want someone who believes this word this morning. That poverty lack in your life is coming to an end. You may say, how can it happen? Believe it. That's why you're going to shout this morning. You're going to shout. Don't defend. He said, in that I, Psalm 44, verse 3, they didn't possess the land by their sword, by their strength, by their intelligence. That the arm of the Lord is the light of his countenance, the right hand of the Lord, because he's favored them. The favor of God will open the door you cannot open by yourself. I can hear you say amen. Now God is also saying you're going to shout victory over your health. You've seen the end of that affliction. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Don't believe. Listen to him. I believe in doctors. I know doctors. I have doctors. But I have the word of God. That's my final authority. Hallelujah. Who has said something to you and has told you you don't have a solution to that issue? That is what you're going to carry through the rest of your life. But I've come to announce to you that that's not what God has told you. I've come to announce to you that there is an end to that affliction. The Bible talks about the woman with the issue of blood who suffered that affliction for how many years? 12 years. She suffered many things of different physicians. But one day, he met with the ultimate healer. I introduce to you that ultimate healer today. This morning, Jesus, our healer, the one who took, the Bible says, he has borne our griefs. Isaiah 53 verse 3, he has borne our griefs. He has carried away our sorrow. Like a scapegoat who carried it and they drove him away in the wilderness. You remember in those days, among the children of Israel, a scapegoat, the goat, that's what they call it, a scapegoat. All the sins are put on top of the goat and they drive the high priest drives the scapegoat, the goat, into the forest, into the wilderness, not to be seen forever. Your sickness have been taken away forever, 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 forever. Your disease have been taken away. He bore it. Believe it. He bore it. The Bible says in Psalm 105 verse 37, he brought them out with silver and gold. None was feeble in the midst of them. None, not one. Not one. None was feeble in the midst of them. I want to believe God. Believe God. This morning, you're going to shout a shout of victory over that your health situation. I see you recovering. I see you healed. Even right now, as I'm speaking, I see the power of God touching you. Wherever you are, whether listening to me or here, wherever you are here, as you are hearing this word, open your heart. I see the power of God touching your kidney. I see the power of God touching your brain. I see the power of God touching your bones. I see the power of God cleansing your blood. I see your liver rejuvenated again. In the name of Jesus. I see your health springing forth again. If you believe it, let your amen be louder than your neighbor. I hope you know again. Before I close, I'm going to continue on this, but I'm going to leave a very important thing. Very important one. If you do all this, if you have all these things without having this last one, I want to talk to you. You will not be able to keep the blessings. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 5 verse 14. And afterward, Jesus found that man that healed of 38 years paralysis. He found him in a temple. And he said to him, go. He said, see, you have been made well. Go and sin no more. Lest a worse thing should happen to you. I want to tell you something. That day, some friends brought a man, paralytic man, to Jesus. You remember the story? And Jesus looked at the paralytic man and said, son, your sins are forgiven. He said, who is this man who has power to forgive sins? Jesus looked at them and said, which one is greater? To forgive sin or to say, take your bed and walk? Which one is greater? Can I ask you, which one is greater? Forgive sin is the greatest. Because the sin is the mother of all affliction. Once that issue is released, once forgiveness has taken place, anything can happen. Once you have victory over sin, then anything can happen. Jesus said, this is the foundation of the problem of this man. This is the foundation of the problem of everyone. That's why he said in Psalm 107, verse 18 to 20, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquity, were afflicted. And they abhorred all manner of meat, and they drew near to the gate of death. But in that affliction, in their trouble, they cried unto the Lord. The Lord heard them. He sent his word. His word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. But what happened? What brought the affliction? Sin. But I'd like, to announce to you today that sin have no right to have dominion over you. You should no longer be under the mercy of sin. You can live above it. Say, who is it that doesn't sin? Yes. But I tell you, God gives you victory. He gives us victory over sin. You got to shout hallelujah, because I'm no longer a slave to sin. I am a son of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Give me the body. Feel sorry. With a melody. Everybody, let's sing it. I'm no longer a slave.
I am a child of God.
I'm no longer
a slave to sin. I am a child of God.
Thank you. But God, you don't need to live under the slavery of sin. You don't need to. Jesus came and gave you victory over sin. You know, death is a product of sin. Affliction is a product of sin. Man was not meant to die. Man was meant to live with God forever and ever. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse from 56 downward. First Corinthians 15 from 56. Take it from verse 55. Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Enough, that is, enough is enough. You know what you have been using to hold people into defeat? That's what he's saying. Your victory today is taken away from you. Oh grave, where is thy victory? Oh death, where is thy sting? Go to the next verse, verse 56. For the sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. Law, that is, I keep rules and regulations. I live religiously, not living in faith, not believing what God says concerning my life, not living in the spirit. Because you can't do it of your own strength. You don't have power to do it. The Bible says, call this. Don't go and leave this place yet. Romans chapter 5 verse 17. If by one man's sin death reigned by one man, how much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign, shall be in charge. To reign means to be in charge, to be in control, to rule. Those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. It's a gift of righteousness. The imputed righteousness which God Jesus gives to you. Say, take it. Your righteousness is like a filthy rag before him. His dirty rag. Take the righteousness I give to you. The scripture says he kept the law. Don't say, don't think the Son of Man came to destroy the law. Matthew 5:17. Don't open, oh my God. If you can be fast. Matthew 5:17. Don't think the Son of Man came to destroy the law, to destroy the prophet, but he has come to keep it. Romans 10:4. In Christ, Christ is the end. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Christ is the end of the law. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. For those who believe, he's the end of the law. 2 Corinthians 1:20. In him, all the promises of God are yes and amen to the glory of God. He came and fulfilled the law for you. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Next verse. For the sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. Go back to that same scripture. I said, don't leave that place yet. We're going to read verse 57 together. I told you, don't leave that place yet. Now you are slowing me down. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? For the sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, who has given us victory through our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God, who has given us victory. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. I have victory over sin. I have victory over death. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me victory. A victory over sin. That's why it says Romans 6:14, sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law but under grace. Friends, you can live above sin. You got to know that Jesus paid the price for you. When Jesus died, you died. When Jesus died, you died. When Jesus, oh my God, can somebody hear this? When Jesus died, you died. You died with him. And he who is dead can no longer live under sin. Say, how shall we continue in sin and the grace of God? How can those who are dead to sin live any longer in it? No longer. Romans 6:1-2. No longer. For he who has died is free from sin. That's why he could say it boldly in verse 11 of that Romans 6. Likewise, count yourself, think of yourself to be dead with him. Dead to sin. You are dead. You should not. Dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now the next verse says, let no sin reign in your mortal body. Don't let, it is now your responsibility to stand and say, I have victory over sin. I will not allow sin to take charge of my life any longer. I have victory over sin. I will not allow sin to reign in my mortal body. I have victory. It is you. I will not. You're going to enforce your victory. Oh my God, can I talk to somebody here this morning? You're going to enforce your victory. You're going to tell your neighbor and say, you're going to enforce your victory. You got to enforce your victory. You are the one. You know it. That's why we're going to shout hallelujah. We're going to enforce that victory that God has given to us. We're going to enforce it. This is what Jesus has won for us. We're going to enforce it. Say, do not allow. Everyone, let's read verse 12 again. Do not allow. Do not allow. Don't allow. I won't allow it. Sin, you can't reign over my body, for I'm dead to sin. I'm alive in God in Christ Jesus. I am buried with him. Therefore, sin, you cannot reign over my body. You're going to enforce this because it's the victory that has already been won. The scripture says we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Not that we will be conquerors. Romans 8:37. Not that we will be conquerors. We are already more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to be excited about this. Listen to this. That's why you got to be excited about this point, because it's the foundation of every other thing. It's the foundation of prosperity. It's the foundation of long life. It's the foundation of good health. It's the foundation of open door. That's why you got to take heed to this one, because if you leave this one, it's like you are misplacing your priority. If you leave this point, you are misplacing your priority. Let not, do not allow sin to reign in your mortal body. For you are not under law, but under grace. Look at verse 13 now of that Romans chapter 6, verse 13. What are you going to do? Look at it. Romans 6, verse 13. Lydia, please help me. Now, let's go. And do not. Who is going to do? Who is talking to there? You. Now, that enforce your victory. So it's like, I've given you victory. Don't allow it to happen. Don't allow this to mess you up again. Do not allow sin to reign, to be in charge of your life, to control you. Don't allow it. Oh my God, don't allow it. You are the one. See, do not present your members as instrument of unrighteousness to sin. It is left to me to take a decision. My members, my eyes, I make a covenant with my eyes that I will not look at a lady. I will not look at a virgin. I make a covenant. It's my decision. I will not allow these hands. These are my instruments. I will not allow this heart to think evil. I will not allow this leg to take me to where God will not approve me. I will not allow. It is my decision now. I'm going to enforce it because he has given me victory. And say, sin shall no longer have dominion over me. Do not present your members as instrument of unrighteousness to sin. But do what? Present yourself to God as being what? Alive. From what? From the dead. And your members as what? Instrument of righteousness. So I choose to present my eyes as instrument of righteousness. I choose to present my hands as instrument of righteousness. I choose to present my legs as instrument of righteousness. I choose to present my heart and my mind as instrument of righteousness. I choose to present my body as instrument of righteousness, no longer as instrument of unrighteousness. I choose it because it is, if I do not, it is not because Satan has reigned over me. Because Jesus has already given me victory over Satan. It is left for me to enforce that victory. Is somebody listening to me here today? It is left for me. That's why we are shouting hallelujah. We are declaring the victory that Jesus has won for us. Now listen, so that we can balance it together. Go to verse 14, then you jump to verse 16. Go to verse 14. Everybody, let's go together. One, two, go. You know what the scripture says in Psalm 149? It says, I will declare the written judgments. It is you believers. Believers, you know what? A lot of believers wait for God to do a number of things for them. You pray, God, deliver me from this sin. No! You don't do that. That's a weak prayer. God, deliver me from this oppression. You slept, you had a dream. Somebody sleeping with you in the night. Oh, Lua. Oh, Lua, Yoko, remove it. No, that's rubbish prayer. Stand on your feet, jump on your bed, from your bed, and enforce that victory. Satan, you a liar, you've gone to a wrong territory. Know ye not that my body is the temple of God, and the Holy Spirit is in me, who I have from him, who I receive from him, and I'm not my own? Don't you know that my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? The temple of God is holy, whose temple I am. Anyone who defies the temple, God will destroy. I've come to bring God's judgment upon you. You can't defy this temple. This is the temple of God. The temple of God must be kept holy. I come against you in the name of Jesus. You can't defile my spirit. Don't keep on praying, God. Okay, rubbish. You got to enforce your victory. Say, sin shall not have dominion over you. It is an edict. It is established. He said it must. No, God has taken away that power. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? This thing of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who has given us victory through our Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Don't leave this place yet again. Listen to me. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Say, thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph. How many times? Always and in every place. Always and in every place. Always and in every place. In Christ Jesus. Now jump to verse 16. And I'm going to conclude on verse 16. No, I'm going to say one other verse after verse 16. Let's go. See again. Telling you to enforce that the victory. Say, do you not? Let's go. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are the slave of the one that you obey. That is, anybody you yield yourself to obey, you are the slave of that person. If you yield yourself to obey that sin of fornication, you are the slave of fornication. If you yield your mouth to obey the sin of lying, you are the slave of lying. You are the devil also is the one who gives. You have become the slave of the devil. That's what it's saying. Said now, look, let's go. Whom you obey, whether sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. So I choose to yield my members, my life as instrument of obedience leading to righteousness. Not say you cannot do it, because God has already given you the victory over sin, over death. He has given you that victory. Let me conclude with one scripture and I close and round up. 1 John chapter 5, 18 and 19. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. Okay, listen. Sin cuts people's lives short. Listen to me. No matter how many mountains you go, you keep on living a sin, your life is not secure. The Bible says, Psalm 37, verse 37, mark the blameless, observe the future, the upright. His future is peace. No matter how many prophets pray for you, you refuse to live a life of sin, you don't have a future. No matter who the prophet is, the prophet that cannot tell you are living a life of sin and rubs your back and tells you, go and do this, go and do that, that's a fake prophet. Look at what the scripture says. We know that whosoever is born of God does not what? Does not sin. He does not live a life of sin. He does not sin habitually. 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 Even if he sins mistakenly, for sin, so sin is not comfortable. Like a pig that, like a sheep, a lamb that falls into a mud, is not comfortable. Please hear the real truth, unadulterated word of God. Don't listen to cheap words. Yeah. Even in fornication. That will not help you. Don't live in cheap. Don't let merchandise get your money and send you to hell. Don't let them. Don't run to a place where they will not tell you the truth. Every time you laugh and laugh and laugh, you don't ever feel convicted. Don't run to that place. He that is born of God does not habitually sin. Not sin. Does not sin mean 1 John 3:8? Don't go there. Does not habitually sin. Does not continue in sin. But he who has been born of God keeps himself. And the wicked one, what? Talk to me. does not touch him. Oh my God, my God, my God. I have come to announce to somebody here who believes and who hears this truth that the season of oppression in your life has come to an end. If you hear this word, you believe it and you walk in it. I have come to tell you, no demon has right again to oppress you. They will not. They will not come there. Listen to me. Go to verse 19. Let me conclude that. Everybody, let's go. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway. I'm not under the sway of the wicked any longer, because I am in the world, but I'm not of the world. I have another Lord over me. I'm in the world. The prince of the world is ruling over those sinners, the fornicators, the liars, the thieves, the bitter people, the malice keepers. The prince of the world is ruling over them. I am not of the world. I am in the world, but I'm not of the world. I have a Lord over my life, and that's Jesus. I'm submissive to him. So, but the people under the world, they are under the control of the evil one. The evil one controls their lives. They are under the sway of the wicked. But I am no longer under the sway of the wicked. I am no longer under the dominion of the wicked. I am no longer under the dominion of sin. No way! No way! So, this hallelujah this month is saying, I have victory over sin. I am enforcing victory over sin. Not only over curses, not only over sickness and diseases, but over sin. I told you that I've spent much time on this point because this is the foundation. If the foundation is faulty, what shall the righteous do? Don't let your foundation to be faulty. Look, listen to this. Those of you who have chosen to accept this word and to live right, please listen to it. You have a great future. It may look bleak today. It may look as if you are nothing today. I have come, David said, I was young, I'm now old. I have never seen the righteous suffer or see begging bread. You are preparing an inheritance for your generation to come. You see, you are preparing an inheritance for your generation to come. He said, even if a sinner be 100 years, he shall be cursed. Even if a sinner is 100 years, he shall be cursed life. Cursed life. Living long, but not enjoying. It's like praying, I wish I can die. That's not the life that God... God wants you to enjoy life and enjoy it more abundantly. Don't envy the wicked. Don't envy the sinner. Stand right for the Lord. This is the message, the foundation of the blessing that God is bringing our lives to our waist this month. Hallelujah is a hallelujah of victory. So you're going to stand on your feet and shout that hallelujah, that I have dominion over sin. Come on, praise the Lord. I'm no longer, let's sing that song together. I'm no longer. I'm no longer.
I'm no longer a slave to sin.
For I am a child of God.
I am a child of God. You are proud of me. When your melody
are you surround
me? You surround me with.
Media, can you give us that song?
From my enemies, till all my fears are gone, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I am a child of
Father, thank you for the victory that you have given to me. I have victory over death. I have victory over sickness. I have victory over diseases. I have victory over lack and poverty. I have victory over delay and disfavor. I have victory over sin. Sin shall not have dominion over me. For I'm not under law, but under grace. I enforce my victory. In the name of Jesus, I've enforced my victory over sickness, over diseases, over lack and poverty, over disfavor, over death. I will not die young. I will live long to fulfill my days. In the name of Jesus, I have victory over the enemy, over the devil, over Satan, and all his cohorts. In the name of Jesus, I have dominion. I reign over them. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for the victory. I receive victory. I walk in this victory. In the name of Jesus, shout a big hallelujah. I pray with you right now. I'm convinced that the power of healing is here. I'm convinced that the power of healing is here. And therefore, if you are believing God for your healing, I'd like you to touch that place in your body. To touch it. If it's somewhere that is touchable, touch it. If not, just believe it or put your hands on your head or your heart. You are the Lord that healeth thee. I want you to believe God as you are singing that song. Shaparabara shata libra gada libra gada libra sota. Right now, I command that sickness from the head, from the neck, from the nose, from the blood, from the bone, from the kidney, from the liver, anywhere in the body, I command you in the name of Jesus, be removed. I command that sickness to vanish out of that body right now. Vanish, leave right now, go. That oppression has come to an end. That affliction has come to an end. Receive your healing right now. Receive the touch of God right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it 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 now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in His name. There's deliverance in His name. There's power in His name. Every chain of the wicked over your life, over your finances, over your business. Every peg they have placed upon your business, every peg anyone has placed upon your destiny today, in the name of Jesus, I uproot them. Every works of the enemy, I destroy them. I destroy them. That weapon fashioned against you will no longer prosper. I command your deliverance. In Manzan, there's deliverance. Now I command that deliverance for you. Take over your possession. Take them over. In the name of Jesus. That oppression in the dream is over. It's over. In the name of Jesus. That disfavor is over. From now, favor will find you out. I pray for somebody, especially here today, Oh, you have experienced this kind of disfavor that has been so strange to you. And you've been wondering why. But I stand in the name of Jesus, I say that it has come to an end. And this same week that you have entered into, you will see a strange favor. As a confirmation that the Lord has spoken, you have a strange favor. An unbelievable favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare breakthrough for your businesses. Breakthrough for the works of your hand. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here is somebody. Somebody listen to it. This week, as you seek the face of the Lord, God will open your eyes. You will see something that you have not seen before. God is going to show you some secrets, some mysteries. In the name of Jesus, you will not grope in darkness. You will not walk in confusion any longer. Light is coming out. Those things that are secret will be revealed to you. Yes, the Lord said, as you tell somebody here, you will see it. The secret things shall be revealed to you. Light has come now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now put your hands upon your eyes and say, Father, I receive revelation into deep things, secret things, things that are covered up. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes to see the invisible. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, while you sit there, just be seated for a while. And I'm praying this last prayer while you are seated. I pray this last prayer while you are seated. All eyes still closed. I want to pray for you, especially this group of people. You have not really yielded your life to Christ. Or you have yielded your life to Christ and you are doubting your salvation because of what's been happening to you. And you want me to pray specially for you. You know you have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Or you have surrendered because of what is happening to you. You are doubting your salvation. And you want me to pray for you. This is a very important moment. Don't miss this hour. Can I pray for you wherever you are? Just put your left hand on your chest if you are there. Your left hand on your chest. And say to the Lord, Lord, I surrender to you again. And I receive power to live as your son from today. And if you are doing it, please lift up your right hand to God so that I can see it and know I'm praying for somebody. Thank you. Lift it higher than your head. If you are lifting it up, thank you. I can see that hand. I can see that hand. Any other person? I can see the hands. Lift it higher than your head. Lord, I need you to help me. Lord, I pray for this young one, these ones that are lifting up their hands. I'm praying that Jesus will come into their hearts. I am asking that, Lord, you will forgive their sins. You will write their names in the book of life. I receive power for you to live as sons and daughters of God. In the name of Jesus. Now, those of you lifting up your hands, come, let me lay my hand on you. Just come, take excuse from those around you quickly. Just for 1 minute, I'm going to lay my hand on you. Come quickly. Wherever you are, those of you, come, please, if you are taking, lift up your hand. Everyone that are lifted up your hands, please come quickly. Let me lay my hands on you. Please come. I just lay my hand on you. Maza Proka Shataliba. Lord, I lay my hand upon this one. Receive the power to leave us. A child of God, receive the power. Receive it. Today marks a new beginning for you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will establish you and keep you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can go back. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God's people say the biggest amen.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms @thfchurchng. Thank you.